Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Chav Hey. The Mishnah had mentioned something about burning Truma Temeya. So the reason that a person has to burn Truma Temeya in the first place is either because it's similar to Kodesh, and you have to burn Kodesh that's ruined, that's Tamei, or because of a Takala, Shami Yishana, that as Rashi points out, you might leave it around the house and it's going to be a Takala that a person is going to come to eat it. The Gemara tries to figure out what is the source that you're allowed to be Nena from the Truma Temeya at the time that you burn it. So there are three opinions mentioned through the course of two on Amud Aleph and one on Amud Beis. First one is Nasati Lichas Mishmeres Trumosai. Trumosai is Mashmash Shtei Trumos, that there are two Trumos that are Nasati Licha, that one could get benefit from. What are these two kinds of Trumos? There's Truma Tahoro, which your Kohen's allowed to eat, and then there's Truma Tameh, which he's not allowed to eat, but it's still Shalicha, he's still allowed to get Hana from it. How so? By burning it. While he's burning it, he's allowed to use the fire. Second possibility is the Pasuk by Meisr Sheni says, V'lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh. And we darshin, mimenu, it's also to get Hana at the time of Srefa, but the Truma Tameya, you'd be allowed to get Hana while you're burning it. Now, Kodesh, the Gemara says, is also to get Hana from the time you're burning it, because of that we learn from a Kal V'chomer from Meisr. We'll get back to that in a moment. The third source that we suggest for how we know you're allowed to get Hana from Truma Tameya when you're burning it, is that by Truma it says, titein lo, that only that which is Tahora and Ra'ui for the Kohen to eat, you give to him, but not that which is Tamei and is Ra'ui for Srefa. But we see at the end of the day that when it is Tamei, it's Ra'ui for Srefa, for him to be able to get Hana from it. And we mentioned within that second answer that we darshan from the word Mimenu, that you're allowed to get Hana from Truma Tameya, but from Kodesh, we say you're not allowed to get Hana from it. So, because we say it's a Kal V'chomer from Meisr. So the Gemara questions, why would we assume that by Kodesh we're going to learn a Kal V'chomer from Meisr to be Machmir, but by Truma we're going to be Mekel? Why not assume the opposite? Why not assume that Truma we should learn a Kal V'chomer to be Machmir, and Kodesh we should learn from Imenu? So the Gemara points out that there are six Chumras that Kodesh has, that Kachim has, that Truma doesn't have. And they are that Kachim can become Pigel if you have a Machshav V'chutz Mano, could become Noser if you leave it past the time that you can eat it. Number three, that it's called a Karban since it's Huktash for Akrava. Number four, it's subject to Mi'ila. Kachim Kachim before Zrika and the Emurim of Kachim Kalim La'achar Zrika are subject to Mi'ila. Number five, it's also for an Onain. And number six, if a person eats Kodesh while he is Tameh, he's Chayiv Kares, as opposed to by Truma, it's only Misa B'dei Shemayim, which does not include Holei Hariri. Whereas by Kodesh, it's Chayiv Kares, which is a more severe penalty. But the Gemara says on the other hand, there are certain chumras that you have by Truma that you don't have by Kodesh. But four of them, what are the four? A zar or a kohen that's tamei, either a zar, that's any zar, or a kohen that's tamei that eats it b'mezid, is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Number two, a zar who eats it b'shogeg is most of a chomesh, when he pays it back, he has to add an extra fifth. Number three, there's no way to be poda truma to make it chulin, but kodesh, sometimes there is a din of pidyon if the animal develops a mum before shechita. And number four, it's aser for a zar forever to eat truma, but by kodesh, sometimes kachem are mutter for a zar, like Meister Behema, Todo, Shlomim, Lachar Zrika. Those things are mutter for a zar. So bottom line, the Gemara says, at the end of the day, why we choose to be machmir by Kodesh and mekel by Truma? Because Kodesh has six chumras, Truma has only four chumras. Or the Gemara says, maybe it's because Kodesh, the onesh of Kodesh is kares, the onesh of Truma is only Misa B'dei Shemayim, and kares is certainly a worse punishment than Misa B'dei Shemayim. Gemara then discusses lighting with itran. The Chacham say that you're allowed to light be itran because it takes to the wick very well. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not, because it smells terrible, so you can't light with it. We're afraid you're going to leave the room because of the terrible smell, and the chiyuv is to have the meal with the candle there at the meal. We light ner shel Shabbos because of shalom bayis, because when a person doesn't have light, they're going to trip all over the place and it's going to be difficult. Now, the Gemara discusses rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim, washing up in warm water in Erev Shabbos, and there are two opinions. According to Rav, that's Rishus. According to Rav Nachman, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara describes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, how he used to bathe, he used to wash his hands and feet Erev Shabbos every week. Now, the description of Yehuda Rabbi Eloi leads us into a discussion whether Beged of Pishtan is chayiv in tzitzis or not chayiv in tzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi used to have tzitzis on the Beged of Pishtan, and his Talmidim didn't. So the Gemara explains that, according according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to put tzitzis on a beged of pishtan, because at the time that you put tzitzis in it, you're making it into shatnes. And he holds that, Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to have shatnes even in tzitzis. According to Beis Hillel, it's chayiv in tzitzis, because there is no issur of shatnes in tzitzis. We learn from Lo Silba Shatnes, Semer Pishtan Yachtav, and the pasuk that samach to it, Gedilim Tasel Chal Arba Kamfas Ksecha. So we darshan that shatnes is hutra for the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda agreed that we pasken like Beis Hillel, that shatnes is not a problem on a daraisa level when it comes to tzitzis, but their concern was that what if you're not getting the mitzvah? What if you have a ksus layla, a nighttime beged, where there is no mitzvah of tzitzis? Then you're just going to be violating the aver of shatnes without the benefit of the mitzvah. So they thought that it's worthwhile to be oker davar min haTorah and not put tzitzis at all on their beged of pishtan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, though, Rabbi Debar Yehuda himself, he held there was no such gezeira, and he held that you should put tzitzis of tzemer on a beged of pishtan simply because there is no issur of shatnes in tzitzis. Okay, that is Shabbos Tav Chaf Hei.